True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Okay, good afternoon, everybody. Mike Tomlin talked today. He did his typical Tuesday filibuster. We're going to break it all down for you. Chris Muller across from me. Donnie Football is in the house, 412-928-9370, to get back on the horn with us and talk about the Steelers' loss to the Seahawks, how we're feeling about this team now moving forward. And Mike Tomlin put his own personal spin on it today, and you heard it in that answer. First excuse number one was they were limited schematically by new players. Injuries made them young up front. And then he also said they just brought in too many guys in one offseason. So they have to go vanilla. They have to go bare bones. They have to go basic. That ended up being a theme of everything he said today. Everything was either an excuse for why things didn't work against the Seahawks or somehow finding silver linings in that game that leave him feeling good about things. For example, he said that the run defense wasn't bad and got better.
We got tired at the end of the game and they got about 50 yards on that last scoring drive. Yeah, it was bad on 3rd and 19 when your defense set an NFL record by not touching Kenneth Walker from on a 3rd and goal.
And since when is they were tired at the end of the game A good defense or a reasonable explanation
it's
for
not.
Why things didn't work?
It's not. Imagine that in any
gassed.
Other sport.
We were fatigued.
Imagine like in Mike Sullivan's tenure, the Penguins blow a 2-goal lead. You got to understand, guys, we played 56 good minutes and then we were just flat exhausted.
The whole point of conditioning in the offseason and training camp is to be best in those moments.
I know.
And he uses, by the way, it's not even accurate. They had 10 plus yards. They had 10 runs of 10 plus yards, and Kenneth Walker averaged over 8 yards per carry. In what world is that better? You know, one of the things that Steelers fans get on Mike Tomlin for, and I would include myself in this group, is that he invented this standard is the standard motto that his teams, this credo that they supposedly live by. And then he takes great pains at times to water down the standard by saying things like that. You think the 08 defense would have listened to that and agreed with that?
Coach, I'm sorry. I know we got gashed late, but we were all tired. I'm wearing golf gear right now. I had 16 really good holes. I know, 2 double bogeys in the last 2 holes. I was tired. We were pretty good, though, by and large. Pretty good, just tired.
He said today he felt great about the offensive line. Great. Jalen Warren averaged 3.4 yards per carry behind that offensive line. Jalen Warren, who Mike Tomlin was also gushing about, and I would agree with him on that, but behind that line, 3.4 yards. He looked like Jerome Bettis at the very end of his career. Actually, worse. We get on Bussey for 3.9. He was 3.4 in this game.
A long run of 9. And I think as I heard Joe say, he talked about him like he was Walter Payton in that game.
Not concerned about the amount of hits Aaron Rodgers is taking.
Because they didn't happen on play action, they happened on third downs when you can expect your quarterback to be hit.
He's on pace to get hit 60 times.
It's okay. Didn't you hear the next part? He's sturdy. He's a very sturdy, resilient, tough guy. He's also almost 42, Mike. I'm 40 and have a hard time getting out of bed without some aches and pains.
And then maybe the coup de grace was, all right, I'm going to bench Caleb Johnson. He's not going to return kicks. Good. Who's in line to replace him, Mike? I have no idea.
Not only does he have no idea, he had not begun to think about it yet. Just, I don't know. I'll figure it out. I think sometimes, I don't know about you, broadly speaking, we can laugh about this presser all day and the amount of silver linings he was searching for. I do think a component of it for him is he wants to get his message out there whenever he feels like he can, but he's never going to give the people what they want. He's never going to give them the pound of flesh. We sucked. We were really bad. This is awful. I'm getting back in there and throwing stuff. I'm knocking over the Gatorade cooler. He's just never going
to
do that.
He doesn't have to scream and yell. I don't need him to flip the podium and make a scene. I don't need that. It's helpful to know that the coach, if you're going to fix problems, you need to identify that they exist in the first place.
Well, that kind of gets to what I'm saying. Do you think he knows that the problems are worse, but he's just not going to say some of that stuff publicly?
No, I don't. I think he made it sound. Here's the great irony of what happened here today. A guy that said historic things were possible for this defense, that they could go down as one of the great defenses of all time, is now falling back on, well, give us a little bit of a free pass because look at all the moving parts and new players we have. Well, which one is it? If you're going to be historic, that doesn't mean you played golf today. You don't get four mulligans to start your round.
No, you do not. No breakfast balls.
And they're too young, they've had too many injuries, and they have too many new faces.
So that's the part that actually bugged me the most, believe it or not. I don't make it a habit. Maybe you do. Maybe Donnie does. Maybe our listeners do. So I'm not going to completely go way in one direction here and say one thing. Do you listen, though, to other coaches' press conferences religiously?
Probably no.
Not. Because you're
just the major sound bites and quotes that
come
out of them.
So you'll listen to like Vrabel maybe this week, or you'll like see if Vrabel said anything interesting just for the show's purposes almost.
Yeah.
Right? So I don't know if every coach does this, but the guy's been around 20 years, basically. And he is known as this defensive guru. That's where he cut his teeth. That's where he made his mark in the NFL. That's why he got a head coaching job. I'm getting pretty tired of, the implied sort of meaning that everything we do is so complicated that if we bring in a lot of new faces, it's really hard to maintain that level. We have to be vanilla because it's so hard to understand. Mike, what are you doing in training camp? What are you doing in the preseason? What are you doing in the more like direct and involved practices you're running? The whole point I thought of getting ready was that even though the first month of the season might be a feeling out process, you should still be able to run your stuff and communicate if guys are hurt.
How is Green Bay able to do it? How did they get Micah Parsons days before the season and they're able to integrate him flawlessly defense? My God. And he's playing the left side and right side?
I guarantee.
Tomlin would watch that tape and faint. He can't. That's possible? You can actually do that with a guy you just acquired?
No, I know what the answer
I thought
would
he
be.
Needed to warm to the action.
No.
He needs to find a way to get on the moving train.
He would say Micah Parsons is highly compensated, and one of the many reasons is because Micah Parsons can jump onto that moving train. Apparently, TJ Watt's highly compensated, but it's not because he can move around, because he just still largely stayed in the exact same place.
Well, Jalen Ramsey and Darius Slay aren't spring chickens. They're Super Bowl champions. And he's talking about how communication is still an issue. How is that possible? We still have communication problems?
I get very frustrated by that. That should be like the base level
thing. We have our time talking to each other. Yeah. 412-928-9370. Let's get right to the phones. Here's Paul in Washington. Hello, Paul.
Hey, did you guys listen to that press conference today? How many adjectives did you hear in his word salad of excuses on why they didn't succeed? I mean, let me see. Trajectory. Give me a couple more words he used. The component, the collective. I am sick and tired of Mike Tomlin in his word salads. Word salads aren't wins. He got more excuses than Carter got pills. Enough is enough. I've called you guys for years. I've been saying the same thing for years. The philosophy is gone. And in order to get rid of the philosophy, you got to get rid of the coaching staff. You've got to just make wholesale changes now. Bring in new blood. This ain't working. It ain't worked in 10 years.
Thank you, Paul. We got it.
What do you think Paul's favorite actual salad is? Cobb? Caesar?
No, I think it's like chicken salad. I don't think it's an actual salad with lettuce.
Oh, so it's like
lettuce.
the mayo bay. Okay.
Yeah. Ham salad. Troy in Mount Washington. Hello, Troy.
What's up, guys? How you doing?
Hey, we're good.
So I'm not really going to take much stock in the game itself. I know that you say this a lot, but I really do think two plays determines the outcome of that game. It's hard to say when you're watching a game, but I don't put a lot of credence into that game. I think with those two plays that are different, we have a different tone today about the entire game itself. Just a couple questions.
Are you talking about the interception in the red zone where Austin tips it and then the Johnson
talking about
play?
Austin and Caleb Johnson, yeah.
Correct, yes. I mean, without those two plays, I think we can all agree that
well,
we
the Caleb
that
Johnson one, though, especially, is a pretty big deal when it comes to coaching and preparedness and focus and everything else. The guy literally didn't know the rule.
That's one thing I don't want to hear. I mean, you have been through you're talking about training camp. You're talking about, you know, going through the preseason. He has learned that.
I think it's on the player the most, but like in what universe when a play like that or even close to that happens, Troy, does the coach and the coaching staff not get crushed for it? They always do because they should, because that's part of
Troy,
the
he shouldn't have been back there returning
process.
Kicks in the first place. He's not a return man. He returned zero kicks at Iowa last year. He's not good at it.
And I agree with that, Tony, and that's a good point, but I think that, you know, they're just that comes to my other question that I have here. And maybe it's just me that sees this, but any kind of pop that Kenneth Gainwell had in Philly is now gone. And are we giving him the ball based off the fact that we don't trust Caleb Johnson? Or are we giving him the ball based off the fact that he had a good game against us the previous year? I just don't really see how we're using him being effective toward the offense. I don't know if you guys see this or not.
Well, to me, thanks, Troy. I mean,
He pass protects better than those other guys.
No, I wouldn't say he pass
not
protects better
than
Warren.
But better than Johnson. And I think Mike Tomlin trusts him way more than he could ever trust Caleb Johnson, which ain't going to change anything.
You know, I feel great about it, to be honest with you. You know, I like our group. We're going to continue to get better. We have to work in that spirit. Certainly, we could have been better in some areas last week, but that's life. I like the overall trajectory of the group as a collective and as individuals. And I'm excited about getting them back into the next stadium.
Mike Tomlin loved the offensive line, loves the offensive line, even though they haven't run the ball at all for two games, and Aaron Rodgers is on pace to get sacked 60 times. You would have never known if you didn't watch the game on Sunday that the Steelers lost if all you heard was the answers to questions from Mike Tomlin.
Silver Linings Playbook. Bottom line,
that's
what he was running.
Bradley Cooper and
Jennifer Lawrence. They're Eagles fans.
I know.
I'm surprised Donnie didn't take this opportunity to grok a picture of Mike Tomlin onto the movie poster.
Oh, we haven't seen that one.
We got our boy Caleb for that.
You haven't seen Silver Linings Playbook? Pretty good movie,
I've heard
actually.
Of it. Haven't seen it.
Percy, you haven't seen The Godfather, so let's not throw stones here, okay?
I've watched most of the clips on YouTube. You know, he shoots him.
Oh, he shoots him. That's all you need.
Bing, bang, baptism.
Why watch an all-time classic when you can just get the Cliff Notes version from a 20-second YouTube clip?
You know, make him an offer he can't refuse. Blah, blah, blah. Scene one, you've seen them all.
Back to your calls here on Tomlin, starting with one of the queens of the PM team, Carolyn Clinton. Hello, Carol.
Hello, guys. Hey, before I give you my comment, didn't you want to just throw up when he said, referred to himself as a strategist?
The strategy doesn't seem very good these days, Carol.
Oh, my God.
He's not exactly Bobby Fischer, the chess king, is he, as far as strategy goes, Carol?
Talk about an overinflated self-evaluation. he beats it all. But, you know, I'm so sick of him and his excited to get back to work, you know, excited about the process. This is all just a hobby for him. The game just happens to be in the way. You know, it's just
You would think if that was true, though, Carol, he would be like much better at drawing up schemes because his real focus would be in practice and in the film room.
Carol makes a very good point though, in that there is no accountability on his end. He never coaches for his job.
His problem is that his or Art Rooney's, Carol. That's what I would ask you, because I agree with you. If that's your stance, I agree. But I don't think that's Mike's problem. It's Art's.
It's absolutely Art's. They're all in a state of denial. It's just unbelievable.
Carol, here's a headline I read after week two that would blow your mind as a Steelers fan. It was Is Aaron Glenn already on the hot seat in New York? Think about that as a Steelers fan.
Well, that's ridiculous. I know you don't want to be that either, but
I understand you don't want to be that, but like it would never even get written about.
You don't want to be on either extreme. You don't want to be a team that has this long-standing mythology with coaches where they never get fired, and you also don't want to be a team that's as knee-jerk reactionary like the Jets or the Browns, where they're always itching for a reason to fire their coach. Tomlin takes advantage of it. There's never... We got into this yesterday. This is part of the reason why, you know, he can get away with hiring these retread old head assistant coaches, because if it doesn't work out, you know what happens? Those guys get fired, not him.
Well, no. Why don't you report accurately here? Those guys' contracts are allowed to expire and they are not retained.
Right. Exactly. They leave. They have their offices cleaned out. They thank them for their services and he continues on as coach. He's got, you know, there's obviously stress and people get angry at him and he lives here. So hearing the criticism, that part of the job can't be fun or easy. But outside of that, you win your 9 games, your 10 games, you're gold. You get the owner that acts like you walk on water. You get the highest contract or close to it in all of football.
Does any other owner for any other team say as much as Art Rooney has said, and the GM for that matter, we're just lucky to work with Mike? Bill Belichick won 6 Super Bowls as part of the Patriots brain trust. He and Robert Kraft, I think, hated each other.
They made a whole documentary that came out last year that tried to make it seem like Belichick had very little to do with winning 6 Super Bowls.
Nick Sirianni is the defending Super Bowl champion team's head coach.
Yep.
When his team started 0-2, if they had gotten to 0-3 or 0-4, he was gone because the GM rules the roost over there. Only in Pittsburgh does the owner of the team and does the incoming GM of the team of the last few years line up, like jockey with each other. Do they jockey with each other to say who likes Mike Tomlin more? Hasn't won a playoff game since the 2016 season, but they are lined up to tell you how great it is to work with him.
Mike's in Homestead. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how you guys doing today, man? Kind of stole my thunder a little bit. I was going to talk about Mr. Rooney. Excuse me. Sorry.
Bless you.
Sorry about that.
All right, never mind. Something bad happened there. Sounds like Hobie's okay.
Call back if you don't have a major allergy attack there. I don't know what
was
going on
there. Here is one of our favorites, Dave in Delmont. Hello, Dave.
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Yep.
I honest to God, I love listening to your to you guys, but it's just hard to hear Tomlin talk. He just doesn't make any sense. He comes out and just mumbo jumbo, doesn't even explain what happened, doesn't even believe that the team has problems. I mean, is he saying that when the starters have a meeting that they don't let the backups in because they don't know what's going on, you know, if they have to go out and play in case one of them gets hurt? Is that what he's saying? When you have to put backups in, and then you have a caller
what happened to next man up? What happened to that whole Tom?
Exactly, that's what I'm saying. He talks a lot. He talks the talk. There ain't no walk the walk. And another thing, then you have a caller call in. Oh, yeah, well, 2 plays determined the game. That was it. Really? The 19-yard, third and 19 run from Walker wasn't a big play? Him running down the field 10 yards at a clip? Darnold thrown for almost 300 yards when he couldn't hit nothing the week before. This is what the problem with some of these fans. Do they not get it? I think they're like Tomlin apologists.
Thank you, Dave.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns
know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys?
Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos.
Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
They play a lot of people in the secondary. They'll package you. They have big nickel. They have pass down situational nickel. They'll dime you at times.
Listen to the PM Team on demand, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, wherever you get your podcasts. It's a Tomlin Tuesday, so we get the Tomlinisms of the week. He had big nickel. He said they're going to dime you. We hear more and more of this, and it drives me nuts when media and coaches start to all speak in football jargon. I hate when it's like a one-upmanship of I'm going to use the football terms to make myself sound smart.
How do you feel
13 personnel, 12 personnel.
How do you feel when somebody asks a question using all those terms to try to get on the coach's level about it?
A gap, 3 technique. 5 technique. Can we talk like normal people here?
Too deep shell, or is that actually too common?
Terry Bradshaw, say what you will about everything he's done post-Pittsburgh, gave some of his best broadcasting advice ever on this show a long time ago when he was, I think, on with me and you when he was coming here for some like song and dance thing he was doing. And he made a comment about his longevity in TV, and he's like, I just talk to people in normal, plain terms. I don't try to
spruce it up.
I don't try to make it this granular X's and O's conversation where, like, I'm making football sound complicated. I'm going to say 3 tight ends instead of 13 personnel. You know, like, I'm just going to talk normal. I'm going to say up the middle instead of A gap. And I agree with that.
I think that's a reason why John Madden was so good.
Yes. Another great example of that.
I mean, John Madden, one of the great coaches of all time, but when it came to broadcasting, he made you feel like, hey, I can understand everything this guy is saying.
Well, you think he ever said 5 technique on the air?
No, but you know what he could actually explain? He would explain, like, this specific thing is a trap block, for example. He wouldn't say down block, though. He'd say, now you see the big guy here, Larry Allen, and boom!
Yeah.
Cleared him out of it. What? Can you imagine Madden being alive to call that full Robbie Utz's block on Wilson.
I know.
Madden might have just stopped the game and said, you guys can finish the rest. I'm just going to keep watching this on
Donnie,
loop.
I didn't watch NFL primetime. Did that get a Chris Berman?
I haven't watched it yet this week either.
We might have to go back and watch it to see if that made it in. By the way, so we're going to go with you get big nickel, they're going to dime you. Does that sound about right?
Yeah.
What was last week's? I think I forgot to chart it.
There probably wasn't a good one. He's not done as many Tomlinisms to start the year.
He talked about the tight red for the first time ever today.
He had this comment when talking about the tush push.
I'm not going to get into strategy detail. You guys come to practice. You see what we do. You guys are trying to get me on record. Next.
Next.
A lot of fake laughter there. Next. And then he fake laughed because they fake laughed. Is there a genuine laugh that was heard there?
Steelers voted against the tush push, which means Mike Tomlin didn't want the tush push around anymore. I think it would be a fun, not like pressing, hardcore story that probably offensive linemen and defensive linemen in that locker room would welcome right now to talk about something besides their struggles. I'd love to hear Steelers, like say Amalu, ask him about it. If Kabali can summon the courage to go up to him and spark a conversation. What's Zach Frazier think of it? What's Cam Hayward think of that play?
You know, I know Damashek, our buddy Dave Damashek, was a backer of it, saying if you don't like it, stop it. You're all jealous. And I think he has come all the way back around and said, I was wrong. This play needs to go.
Because Philadelphia beat Kansas City with it. That was
but I think like the flashpoint,
massive reason why they won
I think
Sunday.
The flashpoint, too, was like, for whatever reason, more cut-ups were shared of how obvious it appears that, like, guys are just lined up wherever the hell they want, offsides
on both
teams.
I did see some of those. That's on the officiating and not on
the Eagles. No, I understand that. But then they were saying Eagles players are jumping offsides, too, or are jumping early for false starts on that play. It's getting... It is an ugly, stupid-looking play.
I do think it's...
It's effective, though.
I do think it's interesting that Tomlin said he'd have no issue with Aaron Rodgers, quarterback, sneaking it. But for years, Ben Roethlisberger would not do it.
Yes, that sounds like... Can I hazard a guess
Go
there?
Ahead. Put your detective's cap on,
right.
Malsy.
Dun, 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 dun. Ben didn't want to do it. Rodgers has told him he will if
there
he has
go.
To. Wow. Funny how that works.
I think you cracked the case.
And for years, we had to pretend in this town that Todd Haley just wouldn't call them.
And while we're on the topic here of media, Tomlin, conversations, and Q&A, this is the part of the show that generally makes Mike DeFabo and others like him hate me because
Uh-oh.
I critique what they do, which the job of being a talk show host or a columnist is to basically critique everything.
You've also been in Tomlin pressers and asked questions,
yes.
So I feel like it has even more weight coming from you. You've done it before.
20 minutes today, or 25 minutes, whatever it was. I can't get one question about Watt getting neutralized. Not one. Not moving him over. The fact that his snap count's way down and Nick Herbig played more than him. The fact that it's now 6 games without a sack. Nothing? To me, that's a fairly big topic. You made a guy the highest paid non-quarterback in the NFL, and you know what the conversation with Watt among fans is starting to sound like? It's starting to sound like the Miles Garrett Browns arguments. The pro-Watt people are like, well, don't look at sacks, look at pressures. Well, that sounds awfully Cleveland of
Wait,
you.
People are actually doing that?
I'm saying that, yes.
Donnie, who predicted that that would eventually happen if it became a tool that people needed to defend Watt's
He's
performance?
Actually playing great. Don't look at sacks anymore. Don't look at sacks anymore. That was our whole argument for why Watt was better than Garrett. Was the actual stats.
I'm pageant waving for YouTube. I said this was going to happen.
But now we're moving goalposts from not stats, look at the other things, which is what Browns fans have said to us for years, and we've given them the middle finger for it. Now we're using their argument? Come on, we got to do better than that.
Eric, YouTube comment here. I think it's actually a good one. At least Bruce Dickinson from Iron Maiden sang the anthem. It's the only good thing that happened Sunday. Bruce Dickinson. I mean, here's the funny thing.
Is he related to Emily Dickinson?
But I knew he sang in Iron Maiden, but Donnie, I think of him as the more cowbell guy.
SNL,
my
yeah.
name's Bruce Dickinson.
Walken.
And when I put my pants on one leg at a time, just like the rest of you, except when my pants are on, I make gold records. That's what I think of him from.
Wait, was that a real person that he was trying to be in that skit?
Yeah,
or did he just make
Bruce Dickinson produced, I think he probably also produced like stuff, it was just Blue Oyster Cult, yeah. I assume Donnie, don't you assume that that's supposed to be the same Bruce Dickinson?
Yeah, when I saw that news last week, I didn't really look it up, but I just assumed it was the same guy.
To
he
be
should
fair,
have shouted more cowbell at the end of the anthem. That
to be fair, Eric actually called him Bruce Dickerson, no relation to Doran.
Man, Doran told me something about Eli Holstein today that blew my mind. And so did somebody else.
Care to share on the air? Or is
just the amount
be...
of money he's making?
Okay, if I... 7 or 6? Figures. I mean, he ain't making 10 million, so he's making million plus. 1.4.
You can ask around and get the answer, Malsy.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.